The laws and customs relevant to a year that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, such as this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Aleph. The information that we relayed in this year has been printed on our website and as well as available as a PDF download for you to print and have available for you on Rosh Hashanah. So the halachis in a year that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos are different in many different regards, impacting the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the general prayers, Ma'ariv, the Shemini Esrei prayers, the Shofar blowing, Musaf, Kiddush, Birchas HaMazon, Mincha, Tashlich, and the order on the second day, which ends up being Matzei Shabbos. So let's begin. On Erev Rosh Hashanah that falls on Erev Shabbos, we do not blow Shofar, just like we don't blow Shofar on every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, even though we're not blowing Shofar the next day on Shabbos, nonetheless, you're still not allowed to blow Shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even in a year that it coincides with Shabbos. By Mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah that coincides with Shabbos, meaning on Erev Shabbos, prior to Mincha one recites Haidu and Patach Eliyahu, as would normally be done on Erev Shabbos. The only time that we omit Haidu is in a time that Erev Shabbos is already Yantif. But when Erev Shabbos is Erev Yantif, such as when Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Erev Shabbos, then Haidu and Patach Eliyahu recited as normal prior to Mincha. In candlelighting, the bracha of Shabbos and Yontif is recited, so we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedishanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos V'Shel Yom Hazikaron. That's the Chabad custom. Those who have a custom of saying Shel Yontif say Shel Shabbos V'Shel Yontif, and after that bracha we say the bracha of Shachianu. If one forgot and only said Shel Shabbos, then it's a dispute if he fulfills his obligation and must repeat and still say Shel Yontif or Shel Yom Hazikaron, as explained in the article. Likewise, in the event that one only said Shel Yontif and forgot to mention Shel Shabbos, then b'diavad one fulfills his obligation due to a machlekes and a doubt in Safek Brachas Lahakil. Prior to the start of Shabbos Yontif, one is to remember to light a 48-hour candle, so we have a candle available to light the candles on Matzei Shabbos, which is the second night of Rosh Hashanah, from a pre-existing flame. Likewise, any yahrzeit candles must be lit prior to Shabbos. Changes in the prayer relevant when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So as is known, the Arizal would encourage one to cry on Rosh Hashanah, and that this was the practice of the Chabad Rebbeim and of the city of Lubavitch. And this applies even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. It's recorded in the Matei Ephraim and other Paiskim that one is to cry even in such a case, even though it's Shabbos. Likewise, even though in general you're not allowed to ask for your needs on Shabbos, it's an Isser of Bakasha Sarcha, but that's one of the reasons why we do not daven Shemini Esrei as usual on Shabbos. Nonetheless, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, writes the Matei Ephraim, it is permitted for one to request all of his normal physical needs and the needs that he wants for the entire year, as if not now, then when, as this is the day that everything will be written. Changes relevant to Ma'ariv. So the order of Ma'ariv and Shana falls on Friday night is that we begin from Mizmor LaDavid, that's Kapitel 29. We omit from the Chunaranan until Mizmor LaDavid. And from their honors, we recite everything as normal, including Anu B'Koyach, L'Chadoidi, Mizmor Shir, Kagavna. In L'Chadoidi, we recite Berina and not B'Simcha, as recorded in Sefer Minhagim, being that it's not a day of Simcha, it's a day of trepidation. After Shemini Esrei, one recites Vayichulu, and then Me'in Sheva, which is then followed by L'David Mizbar, and then Kaddish with the Skabel. After the Kaddish, we then say Mizmor L'David Hashem Rai, as is normally said Friday night, and then half Kaddish and Baruch is recited, and then we recite Aleinu. We'll now discuss detailed changes to Shemini Esrei, and then discuss the changes in Me'in Sheva. So in Shemini Esrei of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, instead of saying Yom Teruah, we need to say Zichron Teruah. You'll notice this in your Machzor, in the brackets and small, it says Zichron in Shemini Esrei instead of Yom, and you have to make the switch. If you didn't and by mistake said Yom Teruah, you're nevertheless Yotzei. In the middle blessing of Shemini Esrei, throughout the Shemini Esrei of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, you have to remember to add the additions of Shabbos. If you did not add any addition of Shabbos, not in the middle, not in the concluding bracha mekadesh Yisrael, then you don't fulfill your obligation. You must repeat that blessing, repeat Shemini Esrei. If you mention Shabbos either in the middle of the blessing or in the conclusion of the blessing, such as you forgot to say Shabbos in the middle, but at the concluding blessing you said mekadesh Yisrael, mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael, the Yom Hazikaron, then your Yotzei. Me'ein Sheva. So being that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we say Me'ein Sheva Friday night, as is normally done every Friday night, assuming you're davening with a set minyan, in a set place. The Chiddush But when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, is that you have to change from the Nusach of Akel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. The Chazan must say in the bracha of Main Shev HaMelech HaKadosh. And if he doesn't, there's a big machlekes in the Achreinim, if he's Yetzeh, so therefore the congregation to pay attention, and if he accidentally says Akel HaKadosh, they should fix him right away to say HaMelech HaKadosh. Practically, if they didn't catch him on time and they already finished the bracha, and then they notice, Safik Brachas Lahakil, we do not repeat the blessing. Change is applicable to the Shachar's prayer when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Avinu Malkeinu is omitted from Shachar's and Mincha, and it's only said for the first time the next day on Sunday. The prayer of Hashem Hashem that's said on Yontif when the Ark is open is likewise said when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, even though in general when Yontif falls on Shabbos we don't say it. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it is to be said as usual on Rosh Hashanah, in which it is said three times. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, instead of being five aliyahs, they are to be seven aliyahs, as written in the Siddur, that we split the reading of that day of Rosh Hashanah to seven aliyahs, to fulfill the obligation of seven aliyahs of Shabbos. The Misha Berach. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, is a machlekes in the Paiskim, whether in the Misha Berach, for the sick, you should say Shabbos Himalizek, or you should say it as usual. And practically, being that Rosh Hashanah is a time of request for everything you need, the custom is, like the former opinion, not to mention Shabbos Himalizek. There is no shofar blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, as was discussed in Lent in a previous lesson, and further details on that matter can be viewed there, or in our article on this subject. Changes in Musaf prayer when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So we obviously don't have the section of blowing shofar in Musaf because we don't blow shofar, but nonetheless, we still do recite the prayer of Hayyim Haras Olam, which is said after the shofar blowing. So no shofar blowing, but the prayer following it is said. However, the prayer of Aresh HaSifaseinu, which follows the prayer of Hayyim Haras Olam, is omitted when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. The instructions for this are likewise written in the Siddur by the Musaf repetition for the Chazan. When we reach Aleinu, we bow on the floor, just like every Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, there is no different to this custom as brought down in the Svarim. We nevertheless still bow on the floor. Changes relevant to Kiddush when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So by the night Kiddush, we preface the regular Yontif Kiddush with the saying of Shalom Aleichem, Eish Hizchayil, Mizmor LaDavid, Hashem Rei, and Da'isu Dasa. In a undertone, we say it quietly, as there is a debate whether it should be said at all, and therefore we do a compromise and say it in silence. We don't sing Shalom Aleichem, Eish Hizchayil, we say it to ourselves. Obviously, in the Kiddush Nusach, you have to add the parts relevant to Shabbos in the Nusach. If you forgot to do so, then it follows the same laws that we mentioned of Shemana Esrei, that so long as you mention Shabbos somewhere in the middle, you are Yetzeh. And if you didn't mention it anywhere, then you're not Yetzeh. In the day Kiddush, likewise, prior to saying Tikku and Kichayik, which is a short Nusach for the day Kiddush Rosh Hashanah, we preface that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos with first saying Mizmor David, Askinu Vishamru in Tashiv Dahi Zachar and Alkein in the undertone. Changes relevant to Birchas Hamazon, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. So obviously you have to say Al V'yaveh and Ritzei in benching. And if you forgot to say Al V'yaveh, it follows the same rule as a regular Rosh Hashanah. While if you forgot Ritzei, it follows the same rule as a regular Shabbos. Although some Poskim say if you forgot Ritzei during the day of Rosh Hashanah meal, the day meal of Rosh Hashanah, you do not repeat Birchas Hamazon. In the Harachamans, in the Harachaman of Rosh Hashanah by a regular year that doesn't fall on Shabbos, we say Harachaman of Yantif and then also say Harachaman of Rosh Hashanah. Of Yechadish Shalim Hashanah Azayis a Tevil of Racha. When Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we say three Harachamans on the Harachamans. First one for Shabbos, Harachman Zekein Yedim Shekulei Shabbos. Then for Yantiv, Harachman Yanchilei Yedim Shekulei Tov. And then for Rosh Hashanah, Harachaman of Azayis a Tevil of Racha. Changes to Mincha relevant when Hashanah falls on Shabbos. We do not say Tzidkas Chatzedek, as we do not say Tachanun on Shabbos, so therefore we omit it from the Mincha prayer. The prayer of Anis Vilasi is recited regularly by Mincha, just as we would say by every Shabbos, and of course we have Kriyas HaTorah. Tashlich. When is Tashlich to be said in years that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? So this matters a debate amongst the Paiskim, as in essence there's nothing wrong with saying a prayer of Tashlich on Shabbos. What's wrong? What aveira are you doing when you say it on Shabbos? Nonetheless, practically the Paiskim debate this, and the Chabad custom is to recite Tashlich on the second day of Rosh Hashanah after Mincha prior to sunset on Sunday. Other communities say it on the first day, even when it falls on Shabbos. Regarding preparing on Shabbos, which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah on behalf of the next day, it follows the same rule as any other time. Whenever there's a two-day holiday, that you may never prepare or do anything on the first day for the second day, and certainly this likewise applies when it falls on Shabbos. changes relevant to Motzei Shabbos, which is the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So prior to doing any melacha that's permitted on Yantif, such as heating up food for the Yantif meal, you must say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Likewise, prior to lighting candles, the women or men who are lighting must say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. It is preferable to light the candles after davening Ma'ariv and saying V'Tayidienu, as we will now discuss. So in the Ma'ariv Shmeina Esrei of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Matzei Shabbos, which is the second night this year, Tavshin Pei, Aleph, one must remember to add the prayer of V'Tayidienu, which is in place of Atochein Antanu, and is basically the Havdalah that's said in the Tefillah. In the Kiddush of the Matzei Shabbos, second night of Rosh Hashanah meal, one must remember to say Avdal and follow the order of Yak Nahaz, written in all the Sadurim, which is the Bracha of Agafen, then we say Bracha of Kiddush Hayayim, the Bracha of the Ner, then the Bracha of Avdal itself, and then the Bracha of Shechiyam. We do not do Besamim in such a case when Rosh Hashanah falls on Matzei Shabbos. By Ha'esh, we simply look at the fire, at the candles. We do not touch them or bring them too close to each other, put our hands near them. Changes that are relevant to Tkiyas Shofar this year, that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and then we only blow the next day. So we already mentioned that we do not blow the first day. However, the next day is the first time that we will be blowing, and this causes a change. And that change is that while normally it's written in Shulchan Aruch that the Baal Tekeya should try to have a new garment of which he will be Yaitzu with the Shechion over the second day's blowing, in a year that Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, since the first time he's blowing it is on the second day, there's no need for him to wear a new garment by the Shechiyanu, because the Shechiyanu needs to be said according to all opinions. Again, for further details on everything we discussed and more, please visit our website and look for the article on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, or for the downloadable PDF that you can print that has all the details mentioned.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.